Grace, mercy, and peace be on all of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Our gospel text for this Sunday comes from part of Jesus' Sermon on the Plain. Here, Jesus preaches to his disciples and teaches them how they are to live their lives as his disciples. Likewise, the text teaches us how we are to live as Christians. Ultimately, it centers around two major themes, these being judgment and mercy. Yet both themes focus on how we are to treat those around us. Our text this morning begins with a phrase I'm sure you've all heard before. Judge not, lest you be judged. Condemn not, lest you be condemned. Often this phrase from the 37th verse is used by atheists, unbelievers, and even fellow Christians to shut down Christians from arguing against sinful behavior and lifestyles, and even to stop arguments concerning false doctrine. Satan saying things like, "You can't judge me. Your God says that you're not allowed to judge, or you'll be damned. You wouldn't want to go against what Jesus said, do you?" Ultimately, this is the view of the world concerning judgment, that a Christian is forbidden by God from criticizing or making any judgment in how a person lives their lives, even if that person is engaged in unrepentant sin or holds on to a false belief. But the world still judges, as we see in Scripture. An example of those who judge according to the world is found in our gospel text told by Jesus. Beginning at verse 39, Jesus says, "Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not fall into a pit?" Within this passage, Jesus is saying that those who are blind to their sin, to the word of God, and to God's mercy cannot lead another who is also blind to the same. Yet this is not the only time Jesus uttered this phrase in Scripture. In chapter 15 of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus uttered a similar phrase as he was preaching in Jerusalem to the people concerning what defiles a person. As he was preaching to the crowds, his disciples took notice of the Pharisees watching him and informed him that they were offended by his teachings. Yet Jesus said to them, "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a pit." Indeed, the Pharisees were blind, for they read the Scriptures and bore witness to the miracles Christ performed in fulfillment of the law, yet they did not see. Likewise, in their dealings with others, the Pharisees judged those around them and were quick to point out the speck in another's eye. However, they could not even see the plank growing from their own eye, ridiculing Jesus for healing on the Sabbath, for allowing his disciples to gather and eat grain on the Sabbath, and for not criticizing his own disciples for not washing their hands as often as they did. Yet you also are as blind as the Pharisees when you are quick to judge. How do you react when someone borrows your possessions, but does not return them when they say they are going to? How do you react when someone borrows money and does not pay it back at the on time? Or how do you react when someone cancels your plans to go camping or attend the rodeo at the last minute after both of you spent many days and perhaps weeks preparing and planning for attending? Do you immediately forgive the person who wronged you? No. You do not. But that is what we are called to do as Christians. So what should we do? Is there a right and godly way to judge? What is the difference between how the world judges and what Jesus says regarding judgment? To answer, let us look to the whole text of our gospel lesson, that we may better understand what Jesus is preaching to us and to his disciples. Beginning at verse 37, Jesus says, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Here Jesus is saying that no one dared to judge and condemn is not saying that no one dared to judge and condemn false doctrine. Nor is he saying not to declare to the unbelieving and the wicked that they are sinning and in danger of kindling God's judgment. Instead, Jesus is preaching that we as Christians should forgive those who sin against us, that we should give to those in need as Christ himself has forgiven us and given himself for our sake, and also that we should examine ourselves and our sins before going after the speck in the eye of another. For we have been shown mercy through Christ and God the Father. For while you were still sinners, God, the Father of all mercies, sent his only begotten Son to be born into human flesh, that by his perfect obedience to the law, his perfect love and service towards everyone, and his suffering, death, and resurrection, you would repent of your sins and receive forgiveness of sins and everlasting life through him, thus demonstrating his infinite mercy and love towards you, his servants. To this day, God continues to demonstrate his infinite mercy towards you in his dealings with sin and its corruption in the world today. Despite the sinful and corrupt state of the world, despite your failures to live perfect Christian lives due to your sinful condition, God does not immediately rain fire down from the heavens, nor does he flood the earth as he did in the days of Noah, despite being fully justified in doing so. Instead, he wills that all men be saved by receiving his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, believing in the gospel, and receiving the sacraments. Not only this, but the God and Father of mercies has promised that all of your sins are pardoned, forgiven, and canceled on account of the propitiation of his beloved Son. And just as you have been shown mercy by God the Father, so too are you to show mercy towards everyone else. For Christ says to us, "Therefore, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Go and do likewise." And how are we to do this? What examples do we have in Scripture that show us how to be merciful towards others? Well, for this morning, we have two examples. The first, which comes from our Old Testament reading, and the second from our epistle lesson. In the Old Testament reading, we heard that after the death of Israel, Joseph's brothers feared that Joseph would take vengeance upon them for throwing him into a pit and selling him into slavery. As such, they told him that their father wished for Joseph to forgive his brothers despite their actions. While Joseph saw through their lie, he did not become angry with them, nor did he seek revenge for what they had done. Instead, Joseph wept when they spoke to them and said to his brothers, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring about that many people may be kept alive as they are today." Ultimately, after speaking these things, Joseph comforted his brothers and promised them that he would care for them and for their children. Now for our epistle today, Paul writes how Christians are to show mercy towards their brothers in the church, towards their neighbors, and towards their enemies. He writes that we are to bless those who persecute us, rejoice with those who rejoice, and to weep with those who weep. Likewise, we are to be humble and live in peace with those around us as often as is possible for us, to do what is honorable and to never repay evil for evil. Rather, we are told that when someone does evil against us, we are to forgive them indefinitely and provide food, clothing, and drink to them. And if anyone sins against us, we are to forgive them and never seek revenge for their sins. This is what Jesus means when he says, "Judge not and be merciful." However, that does not mean there will not be any judgment. For we know in Revelation 6, verse 11, that the martyrs pray to God and ask him when justice will be carried out on their behalf. But it is not fellow Christians who are to carry out that vengeance. For the Lord states in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." Ultimately, we are not to carry out justice upon those who sinned against us. It is God alone who will carry out that justice, for he is the only one to carry out judgment against sin rightly. And instead, you who have been shown immense mercy from our Father in heaven through his Son, Jesus, are called to show mercy and to forgive those who wrong you, whether they be your brothers and sisters in Christ, your enemies, or a stranger. For just as Christ has shown mercy to you by dying on the cross, so too are you to do likewise. For it is by him that your sins are pardoned and forgiven, that you have full assurance and confirmation of God's promises to you, which you receive from the hearing of his gospel and his blessed sacraments of holy baptism and his body and blood in the Lord's Supper. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.